Dodgers replay coming up at 7 o'clock. We will replay the final home broadcast of Vin Scully, and it finished on a very high moment, Charlie Culberson's walk-off home run to give the Dodgers the pennant back in 2016, and we all remember the outpouring of emotion coming from the field up to the broadcast booth and throughout Dodger Stadium that fine Sunday afternoon. Thanks again to Rick Monday for jumping on with us and giving us the update on life in Vero Beach, Florida. Another man in a long line of people that love our next guest, who took over as the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame last June. He has spent over 40 years in baseball, and he is now the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame. I am talking about the one and only Tim Mead. Hi, Tim. Thanks for coming on.
David, how are you doing this evening?
I've never met a man that is so beloved by so many people outside of Vin Scully. That would be you, Tim Mead.
Thanks for the compliment, but I don't think the two names belong in the same sentence. But, you know, you're mentioning that game that you're going to run at 7 o'clock. And, you know, that's one of those times, David, that you realize there's just something, you know, more at play, more at work when you see a special moment like that. And, you know, I think that's something not just Dodger fans, but everybody across baseball kind of stopped and really will always remember that special moment, because it really was. So you've pulled me in for later this evening.
Oh, great. I love that. And Tim, you spent your entire baseball career with the Angels, and I knew you felt the enormity of being with that major league franchise and being the caretaker of everything in Angels history and the current people that work there. But now that you've moved on to Cooperstown, how does it feel to be the caretaker of the prized jewel of the history of the game?
Yeah, I think it's a responsibility. It's a tremendous responsibility and honor and privilege, really, to be part of a group of people that take it so to heart. And you know, my predecessor, Jeff Idelson, who's been a friend for almost 35 years, you know, did some special things during his tenure at the Hall, 14 years in PR communications and then 11 as a president. But it's a special place to be. And Jeff prepared me for a lot of things going forth. And I think you use the word caretaker, and that is it's an honor for, you know, you have Mark with the Dodgers and do what all the special things he does. But the history of the game, the history of any organization is important. When you put all that together with the special moments, the organizations, and the legacy of the greatest of the greats, it's a very satisfying feeling and opportunity for me personally.
Have you had a chance to take a walk through the Hall by yourself when it's not open to the public?
Quite frequently, actually, David. And you know, I come out of the office and you walk down a ramp and you turn to your left and you're in the plaque gallery. And I've made it a point a couple times at night after we've closed to just go in there and then go across the way to the library and stop. And there's a certain feeling that I have, like I'm not supposed to talk. I'm not supposed to, you know, say anything loud when you're walking through the gallery, just because it's so special to me. But yet, you know, you walk through there during the course of the day and you see grandfathers with their grandsons and families and fathers with their sons or daughters sharing things. And it's fun to take a step back and watch that, because it's a special room. I mean, that's all I can describe it. And you look across and you see those names, and then you go in there, as we did earlier this year with Larry Walker and Ted Simmons, as they came through for their orientations, and let them walk through the Hall and the plaques that they wanted to see. And you just realized how humble even the greats, even the incoming Hall of Famers are by being in that room.
Tim, how's the Hall coping with everything that's going on in the country and the world right now? Obviously shut down, but how are things being handled, and when do you believe fans at any level will be allowed back in?
Well, you know, David, the way I kind of look at it, and I've answered that question a little bit in just how we're going through. The village of Cooperstown is about 1,700 people, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of difficulties across this country. So, we're in no better or worse shape really than most. It's going to be challenging. We've lost Memorial Day weekend. We've lost the Hall of Fame Classic, where we have a representative of each of the 30 clubs come in. In fact, Andre was going to be the Dodger representative. And then obviously 2 weeks ago, we canceled, induction weekend. So it's going to be a big hurt. But I think that like every community, small or large, you're going to rally. There's going to be a new normal. We're going to know what we've lost. But I firmly believe, as we've told the staff, when we do open up, it's going to be about looking forward, not looking back. You know, things are going to be what they are. We're not going to change those. We can only try to improve the lot we're given. As far as the opening, you know, I watch a lot of press conferences. I watched, you know, the mayor's press conference earlier, and then you see Governor Newsom's, and you watch Governor Cuomo's, and you were watching some of the presidential briefings to just try to stay up to date. And we will be in phase four in New York when we open up. So obviously we need these first few phases to go well, no setbacks. But we're going to have a lot of adjustments to make. So you're hopeful in June, middle to late June, but it's kind of out of our control. Ultimately, David, we just have to be prepared when we get the thumbs up to go ahead.
Tim, you mentioned that you guys, and understandably so, have canceled the induction ceremonies of Ted Simmons, Larry Walker, and Derek Jeter going into the Hall this season. Do you anticipate of staggering two different induction ceremonies next summer, or have you even thought about that far ahead?
I've had a lot of discussions about a lot of things. Basically, David, even reaching the decision to cancel July, we had a lot of internal discussion and planning before we went to the board of directors and to come down with, again, either July or 2021. It will be one ceremony. It's a very challenging event to put on, and to try to do that twice in the summer, particularly with all the uncertainty that's going to happen, you know, moving forward. We don't know what our new normal is going to be in the regulations. There's a golf tournament. There's a big dinner that Jane Forbes Clark hosts on Friday. There's the Hall of Fame dinner itself, for the fraternity after the induction on Sunday. So to try to replicate that, you know, and host it twice would be a little problematic, you know, with all the moving parts. So we're going to focus on one special celebration.
Yeah, that's great. And the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Tim Mead, is our guest, and he actually helped and was the point person to have Ken Griffey Jr. call in on Wednesday night to surprise Andre Ethier. And I'm curious, Tim, maybe you could share with our listeners what the reaction was from Jr. when you asked him to do that.
It was, would be glad to. You know, I sent him a text. He was going to follow up with a phone call, and I got a quick response. Sent him all the information that you provided. And, you know, I listened to that segment, David, and it's always interesting to hear a player, because we hold in such high regard as a major league player. But sometimes we forget that major league player had a favorite growing up when he was in little league, pony league, high school, whatever. So that exchange and that humility was interesting. And I thought Ken was very open, particularly talking about the coaching. And I think he enjoyed it. The thing that's different for me now is that when you're part of an organization in a team level, you have 6 weeks to get to know new players or over the course of the season. And I had crossed paths with Ken quite frequently during the time with the Mariners and the Angels. So that connection was there. We had great conversations during induction weekend, and he was more than glad to help out. And I think he thoroughly enjoyed it. You know, you could hear Andre's kind of hesitation at first, and I think that just prompted Griffey along a lot more.
Yeah, it was really special, and we appreciate you helping make that happen. And since you brought up trying to make connections with these Hall of Famers, these great baseball players, has there been an instance where you were a little nervous to pick up the phone to call one of these great baseball players to introduce yourself or make that new connection?
Not really, and that's a great question, because there was apprehension. Once I got on a plane and was flying eastbound, I'm thinking, you know, you're out of your comfort zone now. You got something new. But when I sat down and looked at the list, there are about, I believe, there are 20 or 21 of the Hall of Famers I knew. New to the point where you had a relationship with them. Obviously, we had many of them come through the Angels. And, you know, some people forget Ricky Henderson was an Angel at one point. So you had that time with them. But at the end of the day, when we had the induction dinner on that Sunday evening, where the commissioner and I have to the president and the commissioner address the Hall of Famers, the thing that I told them when I introduced myself formally was that I'm going to conduct myself and my role in the same manner I did as a communications person, and try to take care of you as a group, as a team, as a fraternity, and your families in whatever means we can. And now it was much easier than I thought it would be. And but I did it with, you know, respect. Again, you just didn't kind of immerse yourself in the conversation. Initially, you realized who you were talking to, and it's a special, special class of people. But for me, David, what I observed was how much at peace they all are. They've accomplished. They've gone through their careers. Their greatness has been rewarded. But even on their level, there's still a, I don't know, pecking order might be the right, wrong word, but there's the knowledge of the incoming or the young Hall of Famers to the respect level that they will throw to a Hank Aaron or a Sandy Koufax. And that was really kind of fun to see. I mean, for us, we get to watch it with Mike Trout, with Albert. There's a deference to Albert. You've been there and done that and put in a lot of years. You know, I'm enjoying my time and doing these great things, but I will respect and defer to you. And I sensed a lot of that during induction weekend.
Yeah, that's amazing, Tim, because you hear these new players, new Hall of Fame players in their induction speeches, and they always say that. And what you're describing is that they're a rookie all over again at a higher level.
Absolutely. And David, there's different traditions and things that go on. One thing I was really, and I'd heard about it, Jeff had told me, and I got to watch it firsthand, but Johnny Bench takes each of the inductees out on the veranda, sits them down in the rocking chair, and gives them advice, welcomes them to the fraternity, suggests that each of them kind of keep their own journal. He said, because by the time you leave here Monday night or Tuesday, so much is going to have happened to you, you're not going to really have absorbed it totally. He said, so write it down. And then he talks to him about what being a Hall of Famer is all about. And, you know, when you're seeing last year with Mike Mussina and Lee Smith and others go through that process, and somebody like Johnny Bench, who, you know, is part of the lure for me growing up to love the game of baseball, it's very exciting, actually, to watch and enjoyable.
Well, the Hall of Fame has the right guy in Tim Mead to be part of that special fraternity, to be that caretaker for the game. He is now the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame after spending his entire baseball life with the Angels, including surviving 19 years with Mike Scioscia, who, by the way, Tim, texted me after he got wind that you were coming on the show, and he echoed the sentiments of Rick Monday, and I'll quote the text, he's the best. Give him all my best as well. And that's how people feel about you, and that's why you are the best.
Well, David, I appreciate that, but those 19 years with Soch were the turning point for the Angels organization, and I think there are so many, I know internally how I will always feel about him. I mean, he's a special person who taught us a lot of things, and not only did he change really the culture on the field, but as far as I'm concerned, he changed the culture of the Angels franchise off the field, and our focus that, you know, not settling for less. And, you know, I've said it many times that one word Mike doesn't like to use is compete. He likes to use the word contend. And he was very emphatic about that when we first met and had to write a prospectus going into the 2000 season. And the organization very, very quickly encompassed that that focus and that philosophy. And I think he maximized his players. When I look at that 0-2 club, there are few teams that have ever been a greater reflection of their manager than Mike's, than that 2002 championship club.
You were a part of that too, Tim, and I know Mike cherishes your friendship to this day, obviously, for him to send that. And everybody loves Tim Mead, and baseball is in great hands as he is the president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and we can't wait until Cooperstown is reopened. And look for Tim Mead. He's a great guy. Tim, thanks a lot for coming on the show. Appreciate it, and thank you again for connecting Andre Ethier with Ken Griffey Jr.
David, that was our pleasure. You take care of yourself, keep smiling, and stay safe.
Okay, Tim, thank you. You too. There he goes, the best, the new president of the Baseball Hall of Fame, Tim Mead.